Thank you. And it's my pleasure today to talk to you about our climate change initiative, which we've branded One Degree. Now, to start, I just press the go button, I assume. Fantastic. So you'll see this symbol crop up as I go through my presentation. What I'm going to talk to you about today is what we're doing and why, some of the detail, and the most important thing, our staff engagement, and what we're going to do looking ahead. Let's start with why. I could take you through the IPCC reports and some of the details, but I tend to lose audiences and they fall asleep about halfway through that, so I'm not going to. I'm only going to say that the IPCC, which is the greatest collection of scientists ever put together on this planet, have concluded that it is unequivocal that the planet is getting warmer, and very likely due to man. Now, what does that mean? Let me turn it around. I'd like you to imagine something. Imagine that you've just gone and seen your doctor, a doctor that you trust. And that doctor has said to you, gee, if you keep living your life the way you're living it, you're going to be very sick and have some problems. Well, I know I'd go home and have a beer and think about it, but I'd probably come to the conclusion that I have to do something. I have to give my health the benefit of the doubt and change my lifestyle. And that, in fact, is what Rupert Murdoch said about the planet as far as our company is concerned. The planet deserves the benefit of the doubt. And that underpins everything we're doing. Whether you believe in climate change, don't believe in it, whether you think the evidence stacks up one way or the other, it is worth giving the planet the benefit of the doubt. And what I'll take you through now is what we're doing and what we have done. I have been there 18 years, and I should say, I think head office was delighted to learn that we've been doing energy audits since around 2000, and we actually have a little tiny bit of experience in this field. News Corporation has set some targets and some goals, and they're carbon neutrality by 2010 and 10% efficiency gains by 2012. They're going to help the employees in our company make a change if they wish to, and help to inspire our audiences. We have a range of initiatives that we've undertaken over a time frame to get this done, and our initial carbon footprint was done last February, and in March we put out an energy reduction plan across all of our business units around the world. Australia's, by the way, was 360 pages. These aren't insignificant documents, and they truly are documents that we work to. We're just writing our second plan now as we speak. So on the 9th of May it became public, and Rupert Murdoch called the initiative globally Cool Change. We branded it One Degree in Australia. And I'm delighted to say, having just presented One Degree in London to the News Corporation, it may be that the News Corporation thinks it's slightly better than Cool Change, and we may see them take an outward-facing brand globally of One Degree. So that's quite exciting. What we're doing in Australia, and News Limited is the Australian arm, Australasian arm, of the News Corporation. I'll just take you through that very quickly. We decided to set slightly more ambitious goals than our head office, and we set for Australia a 20% reduction in our emissions over the next 3 years. So by the time we become carbon neutral, we aim to have reduced our emissions or gained in efficiency 20%. And that's quite an ambitious target, because you have to remember that we've been doing energy audits for some time. And in fact, if you look at the Adelaide Advertiser, which was the first energy audit company that we did, between 2000 and 2005, it reduced its emissions by 57% per printing plate impression. So 20% is a fairly aggressive target for us. That represents about 30,000 tonnes of carbon, just to give it a number. And One Degree, as I said, was the brand that we chose, and we launched that to staff on July the 25th. We've engaged national energy auditors, the Snowy Mountains Engineering Group, and we've done about three quarters of our energy footprint at what's called a level 3.5 audit, which means every opportunity with a 4-year payback has been identified. So that's a fairly significant undertaking, and it's also a significant undertaking by the company, because there's no point in doing it if I didn't have prior agreement that the company would look at financing those projects. So every project with a 4-year payback will be looked at and considered. We won't knock over a heritage building to achieve it, by the way, but we will look at it and consider it. We do have an internal cost of carbon applied as well within the company in our accounting, and that comes into force in full effect in 2010, but we're using those numbers now as a budget guideline. So what happened around Australia? We had divisional launches. A lot of them were some fun, I have to say. Our chief executive travelled to the four major cities to where we have printing plants, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Brisbane, and launched it with me, and I travelled to most of the others and launched the smaller sites as well. And we had a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of uptake. The number of people who wanted to be a part of it was evidenced by the fact that we initially started an internal marketing campaign with a few photos of some staff with our signatory blue donut as part of the One Degree launch, and every division immediately thought that their staff looked better than our staff, and so every division ran their own poster series and poster campaign. And that was pretty exciting, because it showed such commitment from people who just wanted to take part and help. I'd like to take you through a little detail, and just so you know how the News Corporation went about it, we did hire international consultants, ICF, for the first footprint and Clear Carbon for the second footprint, and it's been a very valuable process. And I will say the second footprint's more valuable than the first. We learnt a lot on the journey, and the second footprint really does help you to refine any errors that are there. The carbon footprints were done to the greenhouse gas protocol, which is really the world standard in greenhouse footprinting. It included all fuels directly burned, all electricity, and we decided to include the voluntary air travel, business travel as an extra. We appointed, as I said, international consultancies, and we had that verified as well. So we're verified to Tier 1. The footprint itself for News Limited, the Australian arm, is 163,873 tonnes. That's just been completed and rebaselined for our acquisitions. One of the difficulties, and if you do go down this journey, is as you tend to take companies into the fold, that does change your baseline, so you have to continually remeasure and recalculate what you're doing. So that's our latest figure for Australia. Very interesting if you look at it across the country, because 70% of our carbon footprint's in our four biggest print sites, or four biggest divisions, actually, with the four big print sites, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide. And so if we're going to do anything, we have to make a real technical difference to our production process, as well as engage our staff and look at our administrative offices as well. And I think that's quite interesting. I'm sad to say that I didn't include our carbon neutral company on there, because they're zero tonnes and it didn't look like a spot was available to them, but News Digital Media is now carbon neutral this year. So we're very excited about having the first part of our business announce that. Everything we do emits carbon. Every copy of the newspaper obviously takes some carbon in its manufacture or its production. Somewhere between 75 and 130 grams of carbon dioxide is what it takes to make a different size newspaper in different cities across Australia. So we have to look at every single part of our business, not a single part, but every single part of our business, to actually make a difference. And the most exciting thing that we've done, I believe, is, sure, the technical audits are fun, I actually enjoy that, but the staff engagement has really been where we've managed to pull behavioural change in. And to do that, we actually set up a structure. Now, this structure is really a structure to give empowerment to our staff. It sets up carbon councils in every business unit, and that feeds back to our climate change management team, back to my department, and then I report both publicly and through to the News Corporation. And if we've got a good idea, it goes global. And we have had some good ideas, and One Degree is one of them, but it's been fantastic. One division I can name, Cumberland Newspapers, we sent a thing to the staff saying, if you've got any suggestions, please put them in. We had more suggestions than staff. It's people want to be a part of it. And I'll take you through a couple of functions, and I'm just aware of the time because I can talk too long, so just warn me. I will just briefly mention finance, because the key to this is people have to know you're serious. And if you're not going to pay for change, then people don't think you're serious. And so if we're going to keep people engaged, they have to know that the company's willing to take a good idea and pay for it. And we've set that four-year payback benchmark that we will at least consider everything that we've come up with. And I will say one of the interesting things out of the energy audit process is the average payback, and remember this is on a lot of sites that have already been audited, the average payback of projects is less than 2 years. That's on average. So we have plenty of scope to do things. We have much more to do. We do include the cost of carbon in our CapExes and project thinking, and it will become a formal thing in 2010, but we're just using it now as a guideline, if you like. I could go into great depth about buildings, because that's where you make most of the hits, and heating, air conditioning, ventilation, between 40 and 60% of your carbon use in a typical building. But I won't. Instead, I'll go to the more exciting one, human resources. We have run a few staff competitions, by the way, and these are some of the winners. But I heard you talk earlier about staff retention. And I'm sure you wouldn't mind me saying this. One of our chief executives who runs our News Digital Media actually said to me, Tony, I believe in everything you're doing. But for us, aside from environment, the benefits are amazing. And staff retention, in this market of Gen Ys, where in the internet area, frankly, it's not about money. They all get paid so much. It's about, are we good enough to work for? And keeping the best staff. And it's really important to our senior management that we do get the best staff if we're going to be the best possible company we can be. And that really has been a fantastic response. The chief executive yesterday actually opened a seminar in the company for me on this. And he actually said he got emails, but Rupert Murdoch got emails just from someone working at Messenger in Adelaide or someone working in Brisbane saying, I'm so glad to work here. I got emails from people I've never met saying, I was going to leave and I'm going to stay now. It's been very heartening. I could go through our purchasing. Time is getting short, though. So I will skip to looking forward, because I think the future is very exciting, and I think this space will be the biggest consumer-facing issue that we see on environment over the next decade. I think it's not going to go away. It's going to grow in importance. Our great challenge as a company is first to gain some credibility, make sure our own house is in order first, look at being more efficient, seeing how we can engage our staff, and then seeing if we can't engage our audience. And that's the great holy grail for us, to see if we can't make a difference that's bigger than us. Our audience is 10,000 times more carbon footprint than us. And in fact, I believe we're getting close to 1 billion people around the world now as part of our audience. And that's a great opportunity. On the old number I had calculated before the Dow Jones joined us, I worked out that if we could get everybody in our audience to simply reduce their energy by 5%, that's the equivalent of turning California off for a year. Now, that is something on a global scale. And we've only gotten bigger since that calculation. I have to recalculate every few months at the moment. But it is a very exciting opportunity. So I'm going to end with another quote from Rupert Murdoch, because the task is huge and it's not simple, but we shouldn't let what we can't do stop us doing what we can. And that's the other mantra that we're using within the company to take us forward. Thank you very much.